glory. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord, for your blood. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. You may be seated in Jesus' name. Truly, this is an honor and a privilege. Just would like to thank Pastor and Sister Brownie for giving me this privilege to speak before you, God's people. He loves us very much. He loves you very much. And I pray that you will be edified and encouraged. The blood of Jesus. How do I activate the blood of Jesus in my life? I've heard about the blood of Jesus ever since I was a little child going to church. How do I activate the blood of Jesus? Because it's not just any blood. Pleading the blood of Jesus helps us to activate his blood in our lives. We should plead the blood of Jesus over our homes. We should plead the blood of Jesus over our vehicles. We should plead the blood of Jesus over our family, over our workplaces. We are in warfare. We all know that. And I cannot win this war without God. I cannot win this war without the blood of Jesus. Let us stop for a moment and really think about what Jesus Christ did for us on Calvary. It's very powerful. Because of the blood of Jesus, you and I have hope. We have hope today. What does the blood of Jesus do for me and for you? First of all, my debt, your debt has been paid once and for all. Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 28 says, so Christ was crucified, was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many. And he will appear a second time, not to bear sin, but to bring salvation to those who are waiting for him. I thank God for his blood. The Bible says, while I was yet a sinner, while I did not want to serve God, he died for me. He died for you. What else does the blood of Jesus do? We are justified by the blood of Jesus. We know that Satan, he is a liar. He is an accuser. He goes and accuses us before mighty God. But according to Romans chapter 5 and verse 9, I am justified because of the blood of Jesus. You are justified because of the blood of Jesus. So if you have made mistakes, if you are trapped in any form of shame or addiction or struggles or whatever the circumstances may be that you're facing at this moment, God wants us to know that we have hope because of the blood. Hakoshama. Since we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath? Jesus is coming back. Nobody knows the day nor the hour, but he is coming back. And we have hope. We don't have to be afraid. If we have been baptized in the name of Jesus, if he has filled us with his precious Holy Ghost, and if we're covered under the blood of Jesus, we have hope. Hope that maketh not ashamed. Satan wants us to live in shame, condemnation, and fear, but the blood of Jesus is against all of that. What else does the blood of Jesus do for you and I? I'm forgiven. I'm forgiven. My mother could not pay the price for me. I love her dearly. My father cannot pay the price for me. Jesus paid the price for me, and it was a very expensive price. And I am guilty. I am guilty. There are times when I don't really stop and think about what God did. Sometimes I allow fear. Sometimes I believe the lies of the enemy, even though God told me that I am forgiven and that I'm justified by his blood. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 7 says, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace. God has given me great grace. The Bible says to me, to whom much is given, much is required. Hallelujah. And God has given you and I much. He gave it all. He gave it all. Amen. The blood of Jesus, what else does it do for you and I? I am spared from God's wrath. The Bible says that God, he's a consuming fire. God is to be feared. God is to be reverenced. Amen. Back in the Old Testament, if you are not careful, the least little thing that you did, you could be killed. When the priest went into the tabernacle, there were certain things that he was supposed to do. There was a certain way that he was supposed to be dressed. Everything was laid out. And if he made one little mistake, he would be killed. And so I have a lot to rejoice about today. You have a lot to rejoice about today. Because God became that spotless lamb for us. He robed himself in flesh. He who knew no sin, took upon my sin, my filthiness, my dirtiness, my shame. He took all of that for me on the cross. So I don't have to live in condemnation because he loves me. How do you know he loves you? Take a good look at the cross. If you're struggling with being accepted, the Bible says you are accepted in the beloved. Jesus Christ loves us. Scarcely will somebody die for his friend, but God died for us while I was yet a sinner. I wasn't even thinking about him. I wasn't his friend, but he died for me. What else does the blood of Jesus do? He heals me physically and emotionally. According to 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 24, he himself bore our sins in his body on the cross so that we might die to sins. It's not that I can't sin, because the Bible says if we say we have no sin, we're a liar. But when you stop and you think about what God did for you, when I stop and think about what God did for me, it's like, God, I don't want to hurt you. I don't want to disappoint you. Because you are so good. And what you did for me, nobody else will do for me. So it's not that we can't sin or that we don't make mistakes. But we have to be intentional. We have to be purposeful. And I'm preaching to myself today. Because trust me, God knows. I mess up every day. We sin in our thoughts, not just in our actions. So every day I have to ask God to help me to walk in what he did for me. I already have the victory. That's not a problem. I already have the victory, but I need to walk in the victory. God delivered us. He cleansed us. He washed us. And sometimes I'm talking to myself, I treat it so lightly. But because of his grace and his mercy, because his blood is still flowing, because his blood is still mighty, I can repent daily. Repentance is not just a one-time thing. Repentance is an everyday thing. For me, sometimes it's an every minute thing. We have access to the Lord. We don't have to go to a priest or to anybody else. We could be in our kitchen washing dishes and we can talk to the Lord. We could be driving in our car on the highway and talk to our God. This is what the blood of Jesus did for us. First Peter 2, verse 24 again. He himself bore our sins, my sins, in his body on the cross, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds, we have been healed. The blood of Jesus forgives. The blood of Jesus justifies me. Because of the blood of Jesus, my debt has been paid. The blood of Jesus gives me life, give you life, according to Leviticus chapter 17, verse 11, and John chapter 6, verse 53. I was born in the country of Jamaica. Jamaica is in the Caribbean. They call it the West Indies. My brother and I, my eldest brother and I, we came to America. I was 9 years old, and I believe he was 13 or 14 years old. We came to America to live with my dad. He and I, we have the same father, the same mom. And we came together to America. And I thank God for my mother. I thank God for a praying mother. I thank God for a mother who knows about the blood of Jesus and who pleads the blood of Jesus. I left her at 9 years old. Praise God. Been through a lot of things. Amen. With my stepmom and my dad. But I thank God for my father. Even though he didn't go to church with us, he would give us money to take the bus to go to church. And he believed in God. He believes in God. And other than God, my father is why I am here in the United States. And so I'm so thankful for him. He is not perfect, but God put something in him to send us to church, even though he didn't go to church. And I thank God for my mother who took us to church. Whether we wanted to or not, we are going to church. And I'm still talking about the blood of Jesus. We in Jamaica, my family, we couldn't afford a lot of things. I know what poverty is. I know what it's like to be barefoot. I know what it's like to have holes in my clothes. I know what it's like for us not to have food. You know, in America, you guys know about Kool-Aid. In Jamaica, we know about sugar and water. Okay, but that's what came out. Okay, sugar and water. Let me translate. Okay. And I'm not ashamed of that, because that stuff like that brings you close to the Lord, okay? We didn't have no insurance. Jesus and his blood was our insurance. When we were sick, because my mom has six of us. I have a stepdad and a stepmom, so my mom had six of us all together. And when we were sick, headache, toothache, your fingernail is hurting you, we pray. That was our insurance. We believe in the book of Acts when they would anoint handkerchiefs. Okay? That was our insurance. Amen. The best insurance ever. And so I did not receive the Holy Ghost as a little girl in Jamaica. But I remember going to church, and I remember the preached word of God, and I remember the apostolic message being preached in the church that we attended. I'm talking about the blood of Jesus, and it's powerful. And as you go along through life and you go through situation and things may happen and sometimes you may fail God, which I have done. I've backslidden since I came to truth. But thank God for the blood. Thank God for a praying mother. And thank God for the church. Thank God for the church. I would rather be in the church than be out there. Are there hurts? Yes. Are they pain? Yes. But stay in the church. Stay under the blood of Jesus. Stay under the blood of Jesus. Thank God for the church. I thank God for the preached word. It's because of the blood of Jesus why this ministry exists and all the other ministries. It's all about Jesus. That's why we're here. Amen. I declare that through the blood of Jesus, I have been redeemed out of the hands of the devil. So every time he comes with his lies and cares of life, sometimes it's not even the devil, but sometimes it's me, or just life, okay? I can stand and say, you know what? I have the victory over this financial situation because of the blood of Jesus. Family issues, whatever. God, your blood is greater. Hallelujah. I can declare through the blood of Jesus, I have access to the presence of God. Not everybody could approach God back in the Old Testament. No. So we are blessed that we can have access to God's presence anywhere, anytime, sitting at your desk. I am an educator. I love this profession. That's why I'm still in it. You have to have a love and a passion for it. And it's definitely a missions field. And no matter which school I've taught at, the Lord has helped me to pray for my students, to plead his blood over their desks. A lot of people may not understand what the root problem is, but we as children of the Most High God, we know what the root problem is. The enemy wants to kill, destroy, annihilate children. But he's a liar. And the blood of Jesus is greater. He doesn't want my students and their parents to know, hey, there's hope. There's hope. Yes, you may have made mistakes, but there is hope. Yes, you're going through some challenges and difficulties with your child's behavior right now, but God is able to change that because of the blood of Jesus. Leviticus chapter 17 and verse 11 says, "For the life of a creature is in the blood, and I have given it to you to make atonement for yourselves on the altar. It is the blood that makes atonement for one's life." John chapter 6 and verse 53 says, "Jesus said to them, 'Very truly I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you.'" The blood of Jesus cleanses me, according to 1 John 1 and 7. "But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sin." So I don't have to live in sin. I don't have to camp in the land or the city of sin. Because of the blood of Jesus, I have power to overcome the enemy, according to Revelation 12 and verse 11. I don't have to commit suicide. I don't have to curse people out and be nasty. I don't have to shack up and do all kind of crazy things. Not because I'm holier than thou. No. I am my worst enemy. The enemy, Satan's already been defeated. Okay. The Bible says to resist him and he'll flee, and draw nigh to God and God will draw nigh to me. I mean, it's already done once and for all. Hallelujah. God's just waiting on me to get myself together. Amen. So I'm cleansed because of what he did on Calvary. Period. The end. God is just waiting for me to come closer and closer. So I have the power to overcome the enemy. How? By the blood of the Lamb and by the word of my testimony. Please tell your story. Don't think that you're insignificant and nobody wants to hear your story. If you ride the bus or if you're in the grocery store and if the Lord leads you, share your story, because you never know. Somebody may need to hear your story, because you are unique and you are special. And God, he died for you. Amen. And I'm wrapping up. I am no longer under the curse of the law. Okay? So I know a little bit about generational curses. I've done a little bit of study on it, and I've heard about it. But I plead the blood against it. I said, Jesus, your blood is greater than every generational curse in my lineage, in my ancestry. You came that I might have life, and that I might have it more abundantly. God's blood is more powerful than generational curse. I'm not saying that it's not there. But God's blood is more powerful than it. Christ has redeemed me. He has redeemed you from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. The Bible says, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. Jesus hung on a tree for me. He became a curse for me. And that's greater than whatever generational curse that's in my lineage or my ancestry. I'm not a victim. I am a victor. You are not a victim. You are a victor. It's all about choice. It's all about choice. We have it if we want it. I left home when I was 17 years old. I'm in my late 30s. And God has kept me. Not because I'm perfect. Not because I didn't make mistakes. But he kept me because I want to live for him. I want to live right. And I know there are a lot of temptations. I know there's a lot of trials. But you can live for God. You can live for God. God will help you to live for him. But if you don't want to live for him, he's not going to force you. God is not a rapist. He's a gentleman. And he's not going to force you to live for him. He's not going to force you to do anything. You got to have a want to. You have to have a willing heart and a willing mind. Because men look at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. And if you have a heart to serve God and live for God, even though you may be weak right now, I know what that's like to be weak. He's going to strengthen you. Just keep getting back up. Don't give up. Young people, those of you who are in high school and middle school, trust me, I know. I work in the Milwaukee Public Schools, and I'm not going to go into details. That's not even important. But I know what some kids go through. And I tell you what it is. It's Satan. It's not those kids. It's demons from hell. So you need to be armed with the blood. Cover yourself in the blood. When you walk those hallways, you don't have to make a scene. You don't have to make a scene. Nobody got to know what you're doing. You just, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. When you go into those bathrooms, And if there's nobody in there, then you can open your mouth and say, the blood of Jesus. Because we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. There's some wicked spirits out there that want to destroy us and devour our families. But the blood of Jesus is against it. Hallelujah. And in closing, 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 19 says, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. Amen. The word of God also says, how shall we escape, Hebrews chapter 2, if we neglect so great a salvation? So if you turn your back on Jesus and you say, man, that's not for me, how shall we escape? Because God's coming and there is going to be a judgment. And so he comes and he's knocking. He's knocking. He loves you. We know he loves you. Look at what he did on Calvary. So I pray that you will open your heart and that you will surrender your life to God because he loves you. Real quick, and it says blood in the human body. Blood supplies oxygen to cells and tissues. Blood provides essential nutrients to cells. It removes waste materials. It protects the body from infection. If our own natural blood can do that, how much more the blood of Jesus Christ? God bless you in Jesus' name.